From where we left last time, and remember, just to summarize where we are and what we did so far, basically, we talk about tzimtzumim, we talk about contraction, you know, how things keep changing since the emanated decided to make some change. But again, when we said the emanated want to make some change, it's already created maybe a little bit of a problem, because how can something that being created by the light can authorize a certain change like that? I mean, we need to understand that as well, because if we're talking from the light point of view, it seemed like our free will is really a free will, but do we really have a free will? I mean, if we read the Bible, God is saying to the people in the fifth book of Moses, "Ubacharta b'chaim," you should choose life. And if you look at the commentary from Rashi, it say, "Bacharta b'chaim," mean God put you in a certain piece of land that is the best for you, and he say, you should choose this. So there is not so much free will there. There is almost like a strong suggest that that's where it should go. So why is it seen here that the emanated is basically been authorized to create an all new idea? And that's why we need to remember what we spoke about last time, and that's what I was focusing last time about, was again and again and again, repeating again, do not forget that when we talk about the light and the container, when we talk about the emanator, the emanated, the emanator never changed a thing. Nothing really changed in the emanator. Everything is changing from the emanated, from the receiver point of view, from the container, from the vessel point of view. But things are not changing from the point of the emanator. Now, if we're going deep into it, the purpose was truly to create something new, which those of you who studied before might be mistaken to think because of bread of shame. But remember, the concept of bread of shame, that's where people get usually confused, it's a certain part of the journey of the growth, but it's not the goal, it's not the vision. The vision of everything was to create a new thing. What was the creation of a new thing? Something that never exists within the endless. So the emanated basically helped creating something that already within the endless, but never come to a manifestation. What is that thing? Well, that thing is called desire to receive for the sake of sharing. Meaning, I will only receive things after I will be able to say no, which is the tzimtzum, which is the contraction. Now when I'm saying no to it, I was able to say no to it, then I will be able to say yes to it and receive it. So through that, I'm creating basically desire to receive. I'm basically saying, I want it. And why do I want it? Because I know how much pleasure is giving to the force that want to give me. So now I'm creating a whole new idea. That's why our universe, where we live, has a few type of behavior. We have behavior of, I want to take it all for me, which is the original thing that was in the endless. You know, when people act selfish, why they're acting selfish? Simply because they had it already in the endless. So they're not acting differently. You know, if you had 100 pounds of gold in the endless, I'm just using pound and gold, that's that we can relate in this physical universe. But let's say we call it 100 pounds of gold. So now, when we come to this universe, you want to steal that 100 pounds of gold. Because after all, this is your 100 pounds of gold. In this physical universe, though, it doesn't work like that. If you steal, it's not just that you're going to go to prison. Unfortunately, it will be worse than that. What will be worse is that you are stealing energy that don't belong to you. So for that reason, we need to get into a place that we need truly understand what has been created new in this universe. So three behavior. One, I am basically taking what I think mine. Second, I'm saying no to it. That's what we call tzimtzum, restriction, contraction. I'm saying no to it. Three, which is the ultimate, I'm saying no to it. And by saying no to it, I am getting to a place that I'm actually can receive it. So I need to get to a place where I actually can receive it. But the only way I can get to this place is by saying no. If I'm not capable to say no to something, I'm not yet able to receive it. And if I will be able, if I will basically take it, then I'm doing what the first category, which is I'm taking just to take. And that's, I'm not allowed. That's forbidden. Why is that forbidden? Why there is things in this life that are forbidden? Why is stealing forbidden? Why taking from others forbidden? I mean, just because God says so? So you want to tell me now that if in the Ten Commandments, it will not be say, person should not steal, then you should steal? You understand? Do you want to tell me that the reason person should not steal is only because of the Ten Commandments? There is many tribes in Africa that have no clue about the Ten Commandments. There is many tribes in Australia that there is no idea about the Ten Commandments. Do you think in their tribe you're allowed to steal? Then ask yourself. So that's teaching us that the Ten Commandments has nothing to do with the human behavior. Okay, I want to make sure I'm catching your brain here because you might be acting perfectly, but you have no idea what you're doing. And that's where awareness and spirituality start to be aware, start to be growing. Because what is awareness, if you think about it? What is awareness? Some people are not aware that they're selfish. Whatever you're shy or you are full of ego, could be selfish. Shy people say, oh my God, I'm not sure I can talk about it right now. I'm too shy. You just suck the energy out of the room to you. Because everybody now feels pity for you, right? So it's all about you. So acting selfishly is not just about because it was written in the Bible. Acting selfishly is coming from a place of understanding. It's very deep. Of I know that in the endless, I had it all, and the light want me to act selfishly. So the reason people are very much want things that don't belong to them, and the reason the crime always tastes good, because it's actually okay from the operator. You know, the operator in the endless, there's no sin. There's no sin. I want to give you. I want to give you. And I create within you all the receiving possibility. Nobody asks you to give. Nobody ever asks you to give. The opposite. I don't want you to give. I want you just to receive. That's the original part of creation. The emanated, because the emanated was built from a DNA of the light, because of that, now I got to give. Can help myself. I got to give. So for that reason, the emanated start to feel something that what we call Naima Dachsifa, bread of shame, bread of mercy, whatever you want to call that bread. But that bread, that concept has to do with, I have within me a DNA of the light. Why am I acting like a receiver? I want to give too. And at that moment, the emanated went through a procedure of saying, I don't want to receive. First stage. I don't want to receive. The ultimate creation after that is to create something new that not exists in the endless. So beautiful. What is it? I want to receive only if it gives pleasure to the giver. Now, it's a whole new creation. Now, where are you in your life with whatever you do? Where are you? If you are into manners and you try to play shy and polite, where are you? You want to be liked by people. You want to be accepted, right? You want everybody to accept you. Where is your engine power of people who being nice? Most of the time, they want to be accepted. So if somebody wants to be accepted, what do? They're acting nice. But are they acting nice because it's good for the other? No. They're acting nice because they want to be accepted. Everything is about exception. You understand what I'm saying? Like, people, this is almost becoming, and I don't know why I'm using this word. I usually don't use this word. People are want to be accepted. It's becoming like the new addiction. If you talk about every human being that I'm talking, that I met, everybody talking about the same thing. I want to be accepted by my husband. I want to be accepted by my wife. I want to be accepted by God. I want to be accepted by my friend. I want to be accepted. So what people do? Being nice, being shy, being polite. Why? Because I want to be accepted. So what's the difference between you being nice to you being nasty and just care about yourself? Actually nothing, just the cover is different. The one who's being nice to want to be accepted just look better. The one who's nasty that nobody like, just do it without the cover. This one everybody hate. This one everybody like, but they don't know why their energy drained after they meet with them. So those nice people, many times, suck your energy without even you know. Do you understand what I'm saying? Now, how is that connect to what I said before? Whatever you act in a selfish way has nothing to do with the Ten Commandments. Because as I say, many tribes never heard about the Ten Commandments. So the ability to say no to yourself, once you say no to yourself, that's the beginning. Then you say yes to yourself because you know how much pleasure it gives to the person who want to give you. So somebody bake a cake for you. You're not eating sugar. What are you going to do now? You're on a diet. Many people have that rudeness about it. Some people cake for them cake. Say, can I give you a cake? Say, no, I'm a yogist. I'm spiritual now. I meditate every day. And I'm no longer eat those things. I only eat celery. Very spiritual, right? You're missing the whole point. You just kill a person. So you don't care to be accepted by the human, but you care to be accepted by another group of yogis or whatever it is, that you are holy there in their eyes. We always remember the word accepted. I want you to sit with that. We're gonna do big things with that. Just accept it. I mean, it's funny because this is the translation of Lekabel, Kabbalah, in Hebrew. It's funny, I never thought about it. To be accepted, Lekabel, to be Mekubal. To be accepted is to be mekubal. This is funny. The word mekubal, a Kabbalist, can be translated as a Kabbalist or the one being accepted. It's weird. I'm playing with it now and I'm seeing like, wow, shocking. Just telling you this. So again, the purpose of creation was to get in the end to one thing. I want to have it because it's give you a pleasure. That was the purpose of the entire creation. Do not say, like I used to say, the purpose of creation is to remove the burden of shame. It's a tool, but it's not the purpose of creation. I used to say it too. The purpose of the creation is to create the desire to receive for the sake of sharing, meaning I want to receive so it can give you a chance to share. Not desire to receive. Yesterday I gave a lecture to a private person. So when I say desire to receive for the sake of sharing, right away you say, oh, you mean, if I have $1 million, I give it to another person. Say, no. That's what most people think. No. The receiving of the $1 million is only for the purpose of giving the pleasure to the one who wants to give it. Don't forget this, guys. Very important. Very important. You know, there is the guy who invented microbiotic, Japanese guys. I don't know if you heard about him. He wrote a few books. One of the books I have upstairs, because he talked about face reading according to Japanese. Very nice. So he used to smoke, by the way. His secretary studied with me. So she told me all about him. It's so many stories. So he had a trip to Morocco. I don't know. You know microbiotic, how they eat? It doesn't test. So I try. Why did I try? Because the Rav did it for 3.5 years. You know? So the leftover, you know, every time I said, what's going on here? This is cabbage, rice, beans. You cannot even open the pot after you cooked. You close it. It's spiritual, very spiritual. You lose weight for sure. So microbiology guy is going to Morocco. He's arriving to Morocco. Now, they don't eat eggs and what we eat, you know? This lady, Moroccan lady, I've never been in Morocco, but I know Moroccan food. She's making something called kaak. It's like, it's a flower, like circle, bagel, not bagel, but small cookie, small Moroccan cookie, and many of them. And she come with the tea, all the forbidden, with sugar in the cookie. And so he grabbed one. And all the people look, say, how can you do that? You teach us no cake, no this, no sugar, no that, no eggs. And I said, well, there's one thing maybe I forgot to teach you. The energy that she put in change every structure, or the molecular structure of everything. You look at the face of the lady, you look how she begged them, you can actually do alchemy. Alchemy. By just touching those cake. That's what he wrote. And that's what he told his secretary, that was like, you know, after 20 years you see him like eating all those things. What I'm trying to tell you guys, it's not about just saying no to things. It's not about just grabbing things. You have to check. That's all awareness. Beginning of awareness as a kid, I remember, for us, was do not throw by mistake the banana peels on the floor. Somebody might fall and break his leg. That's what they used to teach us in elementary school, first grade. It stayed with me. But that's the first lesson of awareness. You're not being aware that by throwing banana on the sidewalk, somebody can fall. You're not going to think about it. But when somebody teach you to be more aware, you can actually see a different picture. So be aware. Your entire life from this point on, and hopefully it starts before, you're sitting, you're talking, you're negotiating, you only can receive, think, that you are giving pleasure to the giver. Now, if you want to play a game and you don't want to be real, it's okay too. You can lie to yourself. But remember, the result also will lie to you. You cannot lie at that for yourself, because the result will lie as well. So you need to get to a point where you're real. You need to be real. What does that mean to be real? So somebody offered me something yesterday. He offered it to me 3 months ago. And he offered me yesterday, he said to me, Eliyahu, you know, you teach me all those things, I offer you something, you say, you didn't approach me on that. What happened? Are you waiting for me to offer you again? Say, no, I'm waiting for me. See, you're waiting for you? What are you waiting for you? He look at me, what? Say, I'm waiting for me to be ready to receive it in the right way. If you receive something not in the right way, guys, it can change everything. Change everything. You want to receive the whole world, but only for the sake of giving the pleasure to the world to give it to you. And that's why I see a lot of time people missing the point. They can give $1 to a poor man and have ego for the rest of the year. You give $1 to that poor man, the $1 didn't help him, you went home with the ego and feel so good about yourself. I just helped somebody that nobody else wants to help. So how great you feel about yourself. Oh, I feel so special. How does this person feel? Nothing. But you get $1. You went home so happy. Person has to check everything that we're doing. Everything that you, why you're doing it. Is there more for you or more for him? And you're going to find that most of the day, from morning to night, it's only for us. Even spirituality. Even working on ourselves. Why are we working on ourselves? Well, we want to make sure we have a good deal with God. We have a good deal with God either here or, you know, when you go in there. You know, I want to make sure that, you know, that I have a good case. You know, you're talking to God. It's very much like here. It's not different. If you read the Life After Death book, there is a court. There is 3 judges, basically, not 1 judge. 3 judges. You have a persecutor. You have a lawyer. You have everything. The same exact thing. And then the lawyer brings the good thing you did, and the persecutor brings the bad thing. And then they start to compare. And the 3 judges say, is it true? They only ask you, is it true? Is it true? And you have to, the soul can lie. And then you're wearing on your body everything you did wrong. You wear it like a t-shirt with everything you did wrong. So to make sure everybody know what happened with you. So embarrassing, right? We're walking around t-shirt. Oh my God, I didn't know that. You know, it's like, oh, really? You know, it's like, whoa. You know, it's like, we suddenly realize we're human. We're just human. And it's okay. But the work starts with the awareness that I want to receive only for the sake of sharing. So let's continue. As we say, so this ratzon lekabel, this desire to receive, exists within the most selfish or most strong desire within the p'china dalet, the fourth phase. So we need to remember shaor ha'elyon, the upper light, lo nitpael klal min ha'tzimtzum. The upper light didn't even change because of the tzimtzum. Nothing really happened because of the tzimtzum. So from the light point of view, nothing ever happened. Ve'lo shinan darko chazeh shalom, ela mamash kmo shemir ba'en sof baruchu. The same thing that happened in the endless, the same thing happened after the tzimtzum. The same thing, nothing ever changed. Ve'afilu ba'olam asiya, even in this physical world, where we're living. Where we're living in this physical world, everything is the same. So how come people have bad day and good day? You have a good day, you have a bad day. Because relative, we think this is a bad day. Or we think it's a good day. But it's relative, it's a lie. Always will be a lie. A lie. There is no good day and bad day. Will never be a good day or bad day. Will never be a win or lose. What is a win or lose? What does that mean? What does that mean? A lady that in King's Highway, my famous story, a lady in King's Highway running into a drunk driver. She's in coma in 3 days. I go to bring her flowers. She wake up and say, are you doing? Say, Eliyahu, I had a miracle. So I know you had a miracle. You were in coma for 3 days. Say, no. They find a tumor almost in the size of a tennis ball in my head. Without this drunk driver hitting me, put me into coma, they would never found that. In 2 weeks, I would be gone. What do we know? What do we know about good day, bad day? What do we know? So it says that the light never stops shining. The light never stops shining. Whatever you're experiencing it or not, they're a different story. But the light never stops shining. It's a tough thing to understand. In the worst pain that you're going through, physical pain, spiritual pain, mental pain, emotional pain, loneliness. Within the loneliness, is the light stop shining? Not loneliness to you? I don't know how to call it. Togetherness for you? Never. So what's the difference between, think about it like this, your soulmate, those of you who are single, soulmate is next to you. You reach out to bring your martini. Now stop there. Stop the picture. Stop. Pause. Your soulmate's still there. Do you experience your soulmate? No, you know. You experience martini now. Now, play. Soulmate there. So what's the difference? What's the difference? Well, when you go back, you find not an empty chair. You find somebody there. But from the light point of view, that's never an empty chair. Because the fulfillment never stops. So there is something about me that's not capable of experiencing that. We need to find out for each person, what is it? What is it that don't make me find that chair? I have things that are not fulfilling my life yet. I need to find out what it is. Yesterday I got a phone call. I was about to pray. And I tried to, what do you call it, when you want to shake the call away from you. But New Yorker, I don't know if you ever talked to a New Yorker. You're not going to shake New Yorker. You know, they know the voice change. They know everything. I don't know. They train. I don't know how they know it. So I'm starting, like after 2 minutes, I say, listen, I got to, no, it will take 4 minutes. Half an hour. Very good salesman. Very good. Boom, boom, boom. And he teach me a lesson. I'm so glad that I talked to him. Teach me a lesson. And he told me, you know, in the end of the talk, he said something like this, Eliyahu, I don't know you very well. I heard of you. I heard about you. And I want to connect to you. And he's a wonderful guy. He's a wonderful guy. I don't know if he's watching. And he just created a movie that won many, many awards. And amazing, amazing human being. And he told me, he said to me, I just feel to tell you that message and I want to stay in touch with you, that whatever you change in your life or whatever you're going through, if you wouldn't make this change, one thing I will tell you, I would never make this phone call. And I said, why? I said, I will tell you later, he told me. It's a weird conversation, really weird. And usually I don't like to stop my pray for anything. I'm a nerd like a little bit. And I go who is answering the phone? I didn't see the number. Who's that? So I thought it's somebody urgent from New York. So I pick up the phone, and I realized, no, 2 minutes. Then, wow, what an amazing human being. What an amazing soul. Half an hour talk. Okay? What I'm trying to tell you by that, it's always good. If I don't experience it's always good, something about me has to change. And I don't know sometimes what it is. So when you're asking help from God, don't ask from God to take the bad things away. Ask from God to change something in you so you can experience the good that's already there. You understand that prayer is to change. It's no longer to pray for the thing you don't have or for the bad thing to leave you. To pray for something internally to change so I can experience the fulfillment that is there. Whatever it is, soulmate, whatever it is, money, whatever is a new place of job, it doesn't really matter what it is, but it's internal change. That itself is hard work. That itself is spirituality. So the difference between religion and spirituality, that when we talk about religion, we talk about waiting for God to make a miracle. So you making God as a human. It's a bad day and a good day. Spirituality teach you that בלי שום הפסק אפילו לרגע אלה הכלים בעצמם עושים את כל השינויים הללו. The receiver, the container make all those change. כי אינם מקבלים אלא לפי מידתם. דיינו מידת רצונם. Everybody receive based on their desire. So you always end up based on your desire. Always. Always. There is never a mistake. Every human being end up based on desire. So people say, did I wish myself to be sick? Chas v'shalom. Did I wish myself to be poor? Chas v'shalom. Well, you wish for something better than the money you're looking for. You wish for something better than your relationship. You're not true to yourself. You're not real to yourself. Ask yourself, what is the thing that you look for to be better? When I started my journey, I was shy. I didn't know how to talk to people. I didn't know how to do public speaking. Okay, I was nervous if I'm going into a party. God have a different mission for me. He'll put me into all those famous parties in New York. So I remember I went to that. It's like a meeting of all the rock star people in New York. Never been a rock star lunch. So it's three floors with all the famous singer, guitar player ever live. And I'm there and I'm trying to be polite. And everybody, you know, they're wearing different type of clothes. They're wearing strings of guitars here and different. So we didn't know what to do with our children, Debbie and me. So we had only my Yehuda as a baby. And it was Deb, me, and everybody was eating the vegetables and talk about life and this and that. And we tried to be cool and understand what they're talking about. But in the end, you kind of, you are the rabbi image. Doesn't matter what I'm doing with my face. I put a hat, I put different, I take the jacket off. And I have a certain face. So you're getting there. So I'm sitting there. I said, Debbie, I don't know. I mean, are we making impact here on the people? I mean, what's the purpose here? So Debbie said, there is a group of people surrounding someone. Maybe we should go see what it's all about and start listening and start the talk. We walk to the people to see what's going on. And who do I see? I said, there's a little kid giving a lecture there. I'm finding my son Yehuda. He's about 3 years old, whatever. Even not three years old, sitting on the couch and talking. And they are, I guess, in this world, they want to be amazed by simplicity somehow. You know, something that different. And they're listening to him. They start serving him. Oh, exactly what he like, you know, getting him things. So, and I look at her, I said, wow, how did he break through? I mean, what do we say here? So the point, if I wouldn't think about myself that much, what people say, what people don't say, then my container change into don't think about what people think of you. So what was more important for me at that moment was what people think of me. To make impact of people's life was not that important. It's what I want. But I wouldn't go through the test of what they think of me. So now what's important for me is what they think of me. Selfishly, right? So forget about it. So every time that something not working for you, there is something that you desire more. What you desire more will happen first. But you don't always agree to to see it. You have to see what is that you desire more. That's what you pull into your life. It's amazing and tremendous change that you can make with your life if you understand it tonight. Everything. Any question on that? Challenge something? Okay. Umaamur tavin ma shamar harav imshich min or en sof kav echad. So, what happened now? After the tzimtzum take a place, after the contraction take a place, now the receiver no longer can receive. But still there is light that's coming into our world. So how is the light coming now? It's coming through something called kav. Kav means line. So the light in the beginning, before the tzimtzum, came from everywhere. It came as a circle, right? It's surrounding the vessel, and the vessel received from everywhere. Now, after the tzimtzum, after the contraction, after the vessel was capable of saying no, now it can only come a little bit, almost with the dropper. The dropper is look like a little pipe, like a little straw. We call it line, or the Ari call it line. Min oren sof kav echad, pirusho, asher makom ha-chalal ba'atmo, dahinu ha-kli, shenitroken me-oren sof, ine, הוא עצמו גרם להמשכת הקו מאור אינסוף בסיבת המיעוט שנתחדש ברצון לקבל שבו. So now, what happened after the container, after the vessel say, I don't want to receive? Then we have a new revelation. What was the new revelation? You revealed the emptiness within the vessel. Before that, the emptiness was there, of course. But you couldn't see it because it was fulfilled. Everything was fulfilled. So you couldn't see the difference between light and a vessel. But now, once the light left, there is mi'ut, there is lack. That lack, that mi'ut, that emptiness has to be fulfilled because the light has to fulfill everything. The light cannot help itself. The light has to fulfill everything. So when you pray for something you don't have, it's a joke. The light won't fulfill it anyway. What are you praying for? The light want to give it to you before even you ask for it. The reason you want it is only because the light want to give it to you before. You want to know why you want what you want? It's because the light that morning before that was thinking to give it to you. So that's why you're awakening a desire for it. What comes first? I want to give it to you. That's why you want it. So now there is mi'ut, there is lack, there is something missing. So the light want to fulfill it. But he cannot fulfill it like before, because if we fulfill it for, like before, everything is going back like before the tzimtzum. Everything is going to go back like before the contraction. Yes, no? Your head don't show a sign of understanding. I have to stop. Again, before the tzimtzum, what passed by your head, the words or the idea? If you say both, it's a bad idea. You have to say either words or idea. I'm giving you A or B. Idea, it's a good sign. Good. It's good. That makes me happy. If you say words, that's not good. 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 Everybody say, oh, what are you going to say? A or B, A or B. So anyway, the idea is like that, right? You need to know the idea by heart, guys. You need to know the idea by heart. Like, you have to repeat it to yourself. In the beginning, light and container and vessel are one. Yes? No tzimtzum, no problem. One. Uve shmo echad. He and his name are one. Perfect union. Perfect union. Now, stage, another stage. Now the vessel, or the container, or the receiver, or the emanated, which made from what? Light. And that's why it has to behave like? So that's why it has to give. Very good. And because it has to give, there's nobody to give to. So what he does is shut down the one part that might make him look like the light. It's called the receiving force. I don't want to receive. That part called, in English, in Hebrew, tzimtzum. You got to know that by heart. Go on my web, study it 1,000 times until you know it. Tzimtzum, contraction, contraction. Tzimtzum, restriction if you want. So the ability to say no, make it now like the light. But by saying no, two things happening. One thing you're not receiving any longer, Second thing, the light cannot give it to you. The light want to give, but there is, you close your eyes, the light's still in the room, but you can see it. Yes? Good, 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 good. Now look what happened. Because I say no, light didn't come in. Light didn't come in. There is an empty place where the light used to be. The light need to fulfill everything that is light. It's almost like you take something into the ocean and you throw it. The ocean have a need to fulfill whatever is empty. It makes sense to you? Same way the light is working. The light have a need to fulfill whatever it's empty. So now it's empty because you say no. Yes? Yeah. Okay. Now how is it going to fulfill it? If it's going to fulfill it the same way as it was before, then it's going back to E and its name are one. Capish? So it's have to fulfill it with a straw, with a small like little line, then it will be the new way of fulfilling the same place or less of a place of what used to be before. I can repeat it again. I don't mind. But you need to know it by heart. Remember in Kabbalah, two levels of study. Understanding and memory. You have to memorize everything you understand. Everything. You have to memorize it and understand it. Once you understand it, you have to memorize it. And don't say, okay, I trust my ability and my intelligence. You just study something totally new. It's creation. So what Rav Ashlag is saying to us and the Ari, in Eo Atzmo Geram Lamshachat HaKav Me'or En Sof. סיבת המיעוט שהתחדש ברצון לקבל שבו. כי שיעור מידת קבלתו, אתה מאחר הצמצום מבחינת דלת ובכולם בשם קו. How much after the צמצום, after the fourth phase, say, I don't want to receive, now the amount of receiving is very little because I said I don't want, but I have to have livelihood to stay alive. That livelihood that keep me alive, it's very little amount of light. That's very little amount of light equal the concept into kav, into something called line, L-I-N-E. Clearer? Especially you. Clearer? No. Yes, only you. I'm focusing only on you.
I have no idea.
Why?
I just lost the last part.
No, I need to know what you lost. Tell me again. It's important. Yes? What Tzimtzum is? What is Tzimtzum? What does contraction mean? Why?
You don't want it.
Who is we?
I don't want it.
Not you. Go back always to the original concept. The container, the vessel. Very good. Said, I don't want it. Very good. 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 And because of that, what happened?
It
cannot receive anymore. Very good. That's called Tzimtzum. Now, continue. You're doing well so far. That's 50%.
So then the light still wants to give.
Exactly. You're doing now 70%.
Okay. Then I don't know.
Okay, then that's good. That's only 30. That's very good. Now, there is still a receiving force, but less. Because the vessel says, I don't want to receive. So there is a receiving force, but much less than it was before. Because Prina Dalet, in fourth phase, there is four levels of desire. The fourth level of desire, you're going after words. I see what you're doing. I'm looking at your brain, how you think. Don't go after words, go after concept. Remember what I'm teaching you here. Go after concept. Understand the idea, then the words will match. If you try to understand the words, it's not going to work. When they teach Chinese or any language, the people who are now teaching languages now, they have new idea of to teach languages. Concept, then words. Remember that. Okay, again, so after that desire shrink, it becomes smaller desire because of the Tzimtzum. Now the amount of light coming in is less. Why? Because the desire is less. Why is the desire less? Because the Tzimtzum, because I say, I don't want it. It's almost like a kid trying to play with his parents. He says, Mom, if you don't give me a bicycle, I'm not going to eat. So the mom says, smart, okay, don't eat. Most moms cannot do that. I did it to my mom. I did it to my mom. But my father was there. It was a big mistake. He knew how to train me. Without my father, I would win. So my mom suffered. Shabbat. The kid is not eating like I needed, right? Not eating, nothing. I make her suffer. 4 p.m., like I'm dying. My mom not negotiating. My father talked to her, you know, he had a conversation with her. Because I heard him say to her, why are you fighting with him to eat? I said, well, he need to eat. They didn't lunch. They said, trust me. Kids, when they hungry, so I remember myself when they reading the paper, and I'm sticking to the kitchen. I'm going, and I'm taking food, but I don't want them to know that I took some food. So I put it nice. You know what I'm talking about? Like, and I cut the watermelon in a way that it would never look be missing. I don't know if you ever cut all watermelon. Yeah, there is a way. I will teach you. I teach my kids how to do that. So, and then I'm eating so fast. I even wash the dishes just that my mom would not know, and she still think I suffer. And I'm, but my father was super clever, and he laughed. No, he saw me, but I didn't know he saw me because he knew it's coming. He was just waiting in the corner for me to make it. So the idea is, no matter what symptom you say you don't want it, you need something to keep you alive. That's something to keep you alive. It's called a line. So now, from this point on, after symptom, we're no longer receiving the light in the original way that the light want to give it to us. We receive everything through the line. Everything. Everything is through the pipe. So we are in the bottom of that pipe. Without going to the Sefirot, next time I will show the drawing, how is it work. So try to imagine, we are so far, we are 100 steps down from where the first light start to come in. We are so far, right? We are getting reshibot, meaning impression, memories of what the light used to be about. Is that more clear?
Yes.
Good. There, yes. No.
Why?
No, human nature is to want it, the opposite. We talked about it before. No. We don't want it because, not we, the vessel, the container, in the endless, because the container was made of only giving. If you look at creation, before everything, what was there? Was light. Was no receiving, just giving. What is a light? The light, they call it Boreid Barach, the creator. What is the creator? What is the DNA of the creator? Force of giving. That force of giving creates something new. Force of receiving. We call that concept yesh me'ayin. Something from nothing. That receiving doesn't know how to act like a receiving. The light said, hey, you, from now on, you become a receiver. What's that? We never heard of that. So try to imagine in the endless two player. And the two players are actually come from the same DNA. One mountain, and you take a piece of the mountain, and you tell the dead piece, you no longer will be called a mountain now. You will be called rock. Rock? What is a rock? I'm a mountain. No, you're a rock. I'm not. Excuse me, I'm a mountain too. No, you're a rock. Just try to get to that concept. So, the receiver could not receive. Could not. Impossible. It was forced by the light that it will become the receiver. So the first stage, called Chochmah, the vessel received because it was forced to receive. Okay, light, okay, creator. That's what my job in life. I'm receiving. If the vessel has any desire to receive it, no. But it was a mission coming from above. I'm here to receive. Level 2, phase 2, Bina. And phase 2, Bina, the vessel start having little doubts. I think, I want to give. I still have it in me. I want to give. Number 3, give everything. It's called Ze'er Anpin. Number 4, it's called Prina Dalet. That's the fourth one. Prina Dalet, the fourth phase, Malchut. I want everything that I used to have. Now, go to that. This one is a little difficult to remember. Four stages. Everything has a four stages of desire. To build a true desire within anything or everything in this universe, you have to go to four stages. I'm receiving something because they told me to. Now, I'm looking at those things. I said, Okay, what is that? I want to share. Okay, I want to share. That's stage, I don't share. Stage three, I share. Now I have a true desire for what I just shared because I don't have it. So that's called a four stage. So answering your question, why the vessel only in the endless didn't want to receive, because it was made of light. It was no vessels then. It was, the first vessel was made of light. It was same. It's like water and ice, no different. But it was designated to be the receiver. But it's the light too. Whatever it is, the receiver or the giver, both of them were the light. It's a, is it answering your question? No? What? No, it's impossible. It was not exist of receiving then. Because the DNA, the original, the gene of the receiver is the light. It was nothing then. It was the first aspect of creation. The creation began with light, with only giving. And the giving decided to create a receiving. What was the receiving made from? Giving. It was nothing there. So now go ahead and where is it going? So that's the axiom that we have here is yesh me'ayin. The only question that we cannot answer, how can something that only giving can create something that is receiving? This cannot be answered. That's an axiom. But that's phenomenal, like, just to think about it. So we are so far from there. We are so far because we are in a body. The body, to go deep into it, is not even considered as part of what we're talking about. The body is considered like the klipot, is the dark side. It's like what came from the soul is within it, the debate of giving and receiving. Only the soul. But the soul related to the light is a receiving. The soul relative to the body is a giving. But that's why they put it in a dirty body, you know, with those all selfish desire. Say to the soul, okay, now overcome that body and you won. That's all your game. That's the entire game. Just overcome it. That's it, what you need to do. You don't need to bring peace into the world. You don't need to change the world to do global warming and going green and save cat and dog. You don't need to do all of that. All what you got to do is overcoming that body. That's your mission. So your entire mission in this life is basically save the body, like overcoming the body. If you cannot do that, you miss the whole point. That's why many people want to bring peace to the world. In them, there is war. They have a war in them. You see what's going on in the street right now. The one who's against the president, for the they're killing each other. Why? In the name of justice. In the name of justice. Who can tell them they're wrong? Because they try to bring peace out of their family, out of their body. They want to bring peace there. What about peace inside of you? You're already there perfectly? No, terrible. So why don't we take care of this one, which is the hardest? The hardest. They say about the Gaon Mivilna, Rabbi Eliyahu Mivilna, one of the greatest Kabbalists in Tzaddikim. You know, tough, very tough, like how we live his life. You should read about him, Rabbi Eliyahu Mivilna. And he was, they call him the genius for Vilna because he wrote also math books. Can you imagine mathematics and gematriot and all kind of things? That was so smart. So he said when he was young, he was discovered to be genius in everything, age six. So he decided that he will change the world. He took a decision. I'm going to change the world. Absolutely, I'm the chosen one. And he started working on a program now to do it. He told the story himself. He wrote it himself. And he said that by the age of 26 to 20, 14 years later, he said to himself, he said, you know, I think it's getting late. Age of 20 came so quick. So I'm not going to change the whole world. I decided to change Europe. Only the land Europe, that's what I'm going to do. In the age of 32, he get to the conclusion that only Russia, the area of Russia, that's what he's going to change spiritually. And he will start working, sending his people as Hasidim, his followers, different places, teach them how to teach, teach them how to build things. He did very well. When he get older, he has a grandson. He say, I don't think I can change Russia. I will change my neighborhood. Vilna is an area I will change my neighborhood, my village. Start working in a village, everybody talk to them, how to change, how to think, how to pray, how to meditate. Then he get to a point, he say, guys, I'm quitting on the village. I'm going to work on my family. When he get old, just short the story there, he said, I'm going to work on myself. I hope I can change myself. I hope I can become a better person. Wow. We talk about a person who wrote 80 books on Kabbalah. 80 books. I think it's enough, right? For all of us to follow. The Gaon Mivilna. You know? The Gaon Mivilna. Nobody knew one thing about him that they don't know why he did it. He was always against the Baal Shem Tov. He never agreed. The Baal Shem Tov was one of the greatest master of the Hasidim, of the follower of the Hasidim. Baal Shem Tov started the concept, you have to worship God with the heart. And he used to make fun of him. Nobody can accept it, that he really meant it when he said that. It's very hard to believe. So that's the one thing that is a mystic. And when they asked Baal Shem Tov, are you agree with him? He said, I disagree with him. So that group of the Vilna, they used to call it the Mitnagdim, the one who go against. And the other group called the Hasidim. That's called Mitnagdim and Hasidim. Till today, they wear a different hat, they wear a different beard. Everything is different. Unbelievable. The Vilnaim, they're known to be the scholar, the genius people. Genius. And the Hasidim known to be the kind, the warmth. And if you look at the history, if you look at how things work and how it's a phenomenal. But when you look at his life, just to change myself. So he was act very similar to Baal Shem Tov, very genius, very smart. Both of them together. And some people say that they needed to go against each other so they can grow together. And they can grow their organization together. And that's what it says. You know? So anyway, more question. We're good on time. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, religion is about external help. And spiritual is about overcoming something inside of you. That's it. And that's hard. That's very hard. If you talk about spirituality, it's the hardest thing to do. If people really work on themselves spiritually. Most people say the word spirituality, but they're not really changing. They are using it as a title, as a fun thing. Oh my God, I'm going to my spiritual organization. What are you doing there? We're drinking together. We're having fun. We're dancing with it. But the real work is internal. You know, it's a very hard thing. Today, there is many groups that are working on themselves. You know, really sitting sometimes on the floor for about 24 hours and everybody helping each other. You know, and there is a gentleman who approached me last week that he wanted to do something with me. You know, I'm thinking about it. I don't know yet if I will do it, but it's something that might be interesting, like to do. But again, the idea of working on yourself, it's very personal. It's very real. It's very, very real. And a person needs a mentor if he's ready to trust somebody. A mentor, a teacher that guide you once a week, once in 2 weeks, that you go and meet. Say, okay, mentor, how am I doing? Am I working on my side? Then the mentor asks. So let's say I had my first meeting today with my student. So I'm helping that individual to see where they are. So I'm asking them, let's say, a few questions, tough questions. So how am I doing here? How are you doing here? How are you doing here? How are you doing here? And then the fourth question, boom. I said, listen, that's going to hurt. I'm going to tell you something going to hurt you a lot. Just tell me you're ready or press the red button to say stop, Eliyahu. There's no real red buttons. I'm just saying, like, stop. Because I'm going to go in, and once I'm going in, it will be super painful. You know? And they say, okay, what's... It's a big deal. Go. I say, do I have a green light? It's a green light. So you are a liar. It's quiet. Do you want me to continue? I say, well, I'm interested to know the continuation, but I don't know where you come up with that conclusion. So okay. If you want me to be logical, then you lost me. If you want me to go dig in, and then you will understand, because I can explain to a person something, but if they're not ready yet to see it, it's worth nothing. To make the student capable of seeing things, it's so important. And that's the art. That's the art, to see where they are at that moment. Where they are. Slowly, oh, take it. Say, that's what's going on. Are you ready? It's very painful. Very painful. So that's why always I'm asking, are you ready for that yet? Are you ready for that yet? And then we're going in, and we can pull back out. No problem. Nothing happened. It's layers. Every day, another layers. And I wouldn't tell you that I won every student. I wouldn't tell you that I lost everyone. You know, it's win, but I have to be real here. I have to help people, you know. So, continue. בחינה דלת שלו, מכונה בשם קו. היינו בערך קבלתו הקודמת בבחינה דלת שמילא את המקום כולה, אבל אתה, שאין לה הרצון לקבל לגדול הזה, אלא רק ג' בחינות, הרצון לקודמות, אשר הרצון לקבל קלוש בהם כנל, נבחן כמו שהכלי הוא אינו מקבל יותר מאור אינסוף, אלא קו אחד של אור. What happened? In the beginning, the force that received everything, as I said to you before, was the fourth desire. Remember, there's four levels. So the fourth one was the strongest desire. Now, when I say no to the light, the part that say no to the light was the fourth level. It's called Balchut. So, but the three level didn't say no. The three upper level, remember, it's go like this. Chokhma, Bina, Zer Anpin, Malchut. That's why you have five fingers, by the way. Keter, Chokhma, Bina, Zer Anpin, Malchut. That's why you have 10 fingers. Because Keter, Chokhma, Bina, Zer Anpin divided to 6. And Malchut. Yes? Then you know that, right? You didn't know? Okay. Keter, Chokhma, Bina, Zer Anpin, Malchut. So basically, Keter we not consider because that's the light. Then we have Chokhma, the beginning of the desire. We have Bina, Zer Anpin, Malchut. Now Malchut say, I don't want to receive. We stay with three. Those, remember who they are. This one say, okay, I will receive. This one say, I want to share. This one say, I'm giving everything. So those three don't have a true essence of desire. So what they draw is a line of light. Very little amount of light. This one is the angel. But what happened to the angel? The angel say, no. I don't want. It's called Tzimtzum. כי אין האור הדק הזה שמקבל אתה מספיק למלות כל מקומו של הכלי, שזה עלה לו בחמת חסרון, בבחינת דלת שבינתה אותו כנל. ונתבהר שהאור העליון לא נפסק כלל בסיבת הצמצום, כי לא נשתנה כלל שהמשיך האור בבחינת קו אחד. But this little line doesn't fulfill everything. It fulfilled the three upper. What happened to the fourth? That's a mystical thing that happened here. אלא כל השינוי הגדול הזה נעשה בסיבת כלי הקבלה, שנתמעטו. אשר אתה לא יוכלו לקבל מאור אין סוף, אלא שהוא קטן מאוד הנקרא קו, דיינו לפי מידת רצונו, כי לא ירצה יותר מהמידה ההיא והבן אתם. So in this point on, from this point of the צמצום, we are now in stage two of what happened. The vessel can only receive amount of line of light. Only amount of line of light. So now we're going about circular light and line of light. What is the two major number in everything? Zero and one. What is everything that built around you? Zero and one. It's the language of everything, not the computer language. It's everywhere. The wheel on the road are round and the road are line. The engine, if you know how engine work, right, in line to produce a circular movement. Everything in this life is line and circle, a thousand billion ideas. Everything. That's a language of life. You're going to see it everywhere at this point on. After you leave, it's everywhere. You're either looking at line, you're either looking at a circle. That's it? That's it. Some people say, hey, Liao, what about triangle? That's called three line. And if you study mathematics, you know that the triangle is a part of a circle, but I don't want to go into a deeper explanation there. If you study math, you will go deeper into it. So there is endless idea that this is just opening your mind to view universe in a totally different way. But you need to understand that line is less amount of light that was necessity to come because you're missing of prina dalet. You're missing of the fourth phase. And because fourth phase is the engine of receiving, now you don't have engine of receiving, what's going to happen? You're going to receive less, like with the dropper. Remember the dropper? You know, you put vitamin D3 or whatever, you know? You know, so that thing, a little bit. So now what happened to the Prina Dalet? We didn't teach you that, next time. What happened to the fourth phase? What's going on? And we are so far, this is the beginning of creation. This is before Adam and Eve. This is before Genesis. We maybe in book 4, we're going to get out the physicality was created. You would be like, whoa, I didn't know that's how physicality created. Then in book 4, they start to create how why baby been created in a certain way in the womb, step by step. They give you all the details. Just think about it, like how beautiful it is to study this knowledge, just not from an intellectual point of view, just that 1 hour you're cleaning your soul. And always remember, the purpose of creation is to create, desire to receive for the sake of sharing. Meaning, I want to get everything to give pleasure to the Creator. Not for the purpose of guilty and this and that. Spirituality should motivate you. Spirituality should not make you feel bad. If it makes you feel more depressed and more down, you're missing the point. Either you don't understand it, or either the teacher don't explain it well. One of them. It doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter whose fault is it. It doesn't matter. It matters that you don't feel good. You need to feel rejuvenated. You need to feel like you can't sleep. My master used to teach it at 5:30 in the morning till 7. It used to be, I'm very blessed to have, we used to have 3 people. That's it, 3 people. Can you imagine? Every time I used to ask him, how do you do it? So one time I used to be the camera person, that's what used to be my job. Being the camera, that's how I study actually. Taking care of the light. We have different type of light. The big one, talking about the light. Light, and here it used to be a TV. So you can see yourself, and the tape used to be, the videotape used to be a commercial one, a Sony one. I don't know if you know them. The big one, you put them in. And to take the video, and one time I asked, you know, we have 8 people today. That was good. So the Rav said, well, I'm looking at the eye of the camera. You see the eye? I'm talking to billions of people. I'm not talking just to you guys here. Millions of people. So sometimes for my web, I'm shooting a lot of video. Sometimes I'm doing it when I'm alone here. So I'm very excited about it because I'm talking to that camera and I'm talking to the people wherever they are. So it's getting me very excited. Guys, God bless you.